Yeah, well, the opening salvos have been a lot more lively than anyone could possibly have imagined, because, you know, Labor's obviously decided to absolutely go for broke. I think in that wonderful spirit where you feel as if you've got perhaps not a lot to lose. And so they've tackled some policy areas that, you know, really, in the superannuation debate, that everybody's been dancing around gingerly for years. So that's been much more exciting. And the other thing I've been intrigued with is National coming out swinging on its asset sales policy, because really, if you're looking for the absolutely unsaleable, you would think that would be it. But Keir's made some quite useful points about how, given that it's a capital raising exercise, it's not actually a sale, that the object of the exercise is to come out with more money on your books overall than if you hadn't sold them, because, I mean, the way these big public enterprises work is that they do need masses and masses of capital, and it's impossible to get it unless you either sail it or float or spend a whole lot of money that we haven't got and would have to borrow. So they're really, you know, we started on almost the no-go zone, right in the no-go zone, talking about absolute, you know, capital gains, superannuation, all the horrible, hateful subjects that we all try not to think about. They've gone and asset sales, the politicians have opened by going straight for them. I mean, who could have predicted that?